Part one of session 95. Let's talk here about ritual cleansing. Let's begin. In the last episode, we finished the experience of the mind being part of the archetypical mind, and we're going to continue a little bit of that today, but we are going to first dedicate hopefully this whole episode to ritual cleansing, which is a consequence of the LNL research group going into another house. So Don, Carla, and Jim were moving to another house, and they were asking questions about this move and all sorts of cleansing questions that we're going to cover here. They're actually pretty interesting for the people who like doing this, and also for people who are not interested in ritual cleansing, and yet they can reflect on their own behaviors towards the house or the environment where they live. So interesting information regardless. And although we're not going to cover anything of, let's say, the law of one per se, it's useful and helpful stuff. So without further ado, let's begin with the first question that I've been covering for a while, which is Don saying, could you first please give me the condition of the instrument? Ross says, it's as previously stated. Then Don says, thank you. What is the situation with respect to our fifth density negative associate? So the fifth density negative entity that was accompanying them. Ross says, the aforementioned entity has chosen various means to further its service, and though each is effective in itself, does not lead to the lessening of the dedication to service for others or the valuing of harmonious interaction. I think first time they say dedication to serve or service for others. They finish saying, therefore, the entity, though not as quiet as it has been, is somewhat depolarized on balance. So this is just a report on the negative entity that we have been talking about for probably 30 sessions at this point, since session 60 something. Even before that, I think Ra mentioned that there was some disturbance in Carla due to greeting of some kind. I forget. But yeah, this is just that report, for what it's worth. So not as quiet as it has been, meaning that even though it's not like it's not there. It's there, but it's somewhat depolarized because of the actions. At this point, they were still pretty harmonious, and there wasn't much of conflict going on. And so it couldn't do its work. So again, I'm probably going to cover these questions pretty fast because they're all related to what we're going to get into. And I just want to make some comments that I think are helpful for maintaining, you know, your house, or if you're moving, or if you go to any other place, just what's important to maintain that harmony in the place where you move in. So, question number three, Don says, there seems to be an extremely high probability that we will move from this position to another residence. If we should move from this residence and cease using this room for workings with Ra, is there a magically appropriate ritual for closing the use of this place of working? Or is there anything that we should do with respect to leaving this particular place? So what to do with the place where they are right now, the house where they are doing the contact? Ra says, it would be appropriate to remove from this room, and to a lesser extent from the dwelling, the charging of what you might call the distortion towards sanctity. To remove this charge, it is valuable either to write upon your paper your own working, or to use existing rituals for the deconsecration of a sacred place, such as one of your churches. I am unaware of rituals that do this. I'm actually surprised that this is even a thing, to deconsecrate the place where you were. I guess to keep it neutral for whoever's gonna come and live there, or maybe it's just the appropriate thing to release the energy that you left in the house. So saying goodbye to the house, I guess, is what we can associate this type of ritual. But because there's been some magical workings here, and possibly even the negative entity that may, you know, have an influence there, who knows? But there seems to be a suggestion to release, you know, the energies that were there. Of course, we're talking about the raw contact, which is a heavy magical work. For most of us, I think it's appropriate just to, you know, say thank you and to just feel that gratitude for the house that you lived in and release it, you know, from you, and hope the best for whoever's coming in. I have lived in, I lost count of how many houses throughout my life, because most of them were when I was a child. So I know what it is to say goodbye to a place. And even throughout my life, I've been moving to several houses. And yeah, you know, there's a sort of gratitude that you have for the house that you lived in. So that is a thing. And especially for them, it seemed like it was something valuable, like they said, to remove the charge of the distortion to our sanctity. So go figure. And they suggest writing upon your paper your own working. So yeah, I guess writing something as a sort of affirmation type of thing. I'm not sure. It's interesting, right? Question number four. Now they move into the new house, right? And so he's going to ask, thank you. The new room that we choose will of course be carefully cleaned and mar surfaces made well. We shall use the banishing ritual of the lesser pentagram prior to a working. Is there anything else that Ra could suggest? And I would also know if there is anything in particular that Ra might suggest with respect to the particular place that has been chosen for the new location. So here we go. Ra says, we scan the recent memory configurations of the questionnaire. So Don's mind in terms of the memories that he has from the place. Ra says, firstly, there has been some less than harmonious interaction within this dwelling. The dynamics of this interaction were potent enough to attract a lesser thought form. Therefore, we suggest the salting and ritual cleansing by blessed water of all windows and doorways which offer adits into the domicile or any outbuildings thereof. So Don asks about the new place where they're going to move in. Is there anything that they need to do there? And so Ra says, well, let's see what you have in store. And so they check and say that there has been some, I guess, disharmonious interaction within the house in the past. And so that attracted the interaction was potent enough to attract a lesser thought form. So there was a lesser thought form. I'm going to get into that in a bit. But first, they also say that they'll suggest the salting and ritual cleansing. And we're going to get into that as the questions move along. So keep in mind that salting and ritual cleansing by blessed water of windows and doorways, which offer an added. So, or edit, no, I think it's edit, like in, I know in Latin, aditus. I only know that word because of a Venezuelan band that used to play music called aditus. And so edit means a sort of way into an entrance, something like that. So any of the entrances that go in and out, of course, of the house, then they should be cleansed with these rituals. And that's what we're going to get into, how to clean the house from past influences. So let's take into our visualization the fact that lesser thought forms, or any thought form, is actually an influence in our minds, and we have a susceptibility to them. That's important to keep in mind as well, because we're going to discuss mental cleansing, which is most important than anything else. So yes, the thought form always is a sort of influence in our mind. And let's say polarizing yourself is inviting more of that charge, so positive or negative. I'm talking about your own mind. How is your mind expressing itself? How is your mind seeing the world? All of this is the influence. The mind is neutral, right? It polarizes itself through the interaction of awareness and environment. Awareness being the pure awareness that we are, which is neutral as well. And then it gets conditioned by the environment, and of course we are in charge of that. Just wanted to mention that, because we are in charge. We are in charge of our own minds. And so these thought forms, they are either invited in consciously, unconsciously, or they are rejected. Yeah, the word is rejected. And whether we do that consciously or unconsciously, it depends on our polarized nature. So, okay, what else did they say about cleansing? They say, further, we suggest the hanging of the cut garlic clove in the portion of the room which has accommodated those whose enjoyment has turned into a darker emotion, centering upon the area we find you call the wet bar. Also, the room intended for the sleeping, which is found near the kitchen area. So there are two places in the house that needed specific cleansing. And, you know, every place has its own energy. And this is important even when we design our house, especially most of us, not most of us, but a lot of us are now working from home. And that's where we stay most of the time. It's important to keep areas in which you do a specific thing. You know, reserve that area for what you are meant to do there. So if you're going to eat, don't eat where you work or where you sleep. If you're going to entertain yourself, don't entertain yourself where you sleep and where you work and where you eat. You know, these kind of things. Create your own environment and divide the places where you want to cultivate the sort of energy that you're putting in there. The place where you meditate, you know, it's probably a good point to establish a place where you, you know, you maintain this energy and so on. So with that in mind, Ra is saying that the previous interaction in that house had a sort of effect in those places. So the place, it's still charged with that energy. And so they talked about a bar, a wet bar, and also the kitchen, not the kitchen area, a room near the kitchen area. So whatever happened there or was cultivated there is still present. And so we need to pay attention to those places. Well, they need to, not us. I'll throw in some suggestions, general suggestions for all of us. What else did they say? They say the appropriate words used to bid farewell to those of the lower astral shall be used in connection with the hanging of the garlic cloves for the period of approximately 36 of your hours. We believe that this is equivalent to two of your night periods and one of your lit periods. This should cleanse the house as you find it to the extent that it is neutral in its vibrations. So, who would have known we have garlics as being something powerful enough to repel negative entities or lower astral? So we're referring to at least in my books, when we talk about the astral world, we're talking about the seven energy centers. Remember, our seven energy centers are influenced by these currents of energy, right? And the beings, which are not quite beings, but they are a sort of current or flux of energy that are associated with those behaviors. In the lower astral, then, we have what we call the negative entities. In the upper astrals, then, we have, you know, the positive energies. And I know that's just a very brief way to describe it. Much more can be said about these astral interactions, but we are referring to the lower astrals here as those negative entities that they want to get rid of. And so, yeah, again, who would have known? Garlic cloves. And I think this was a tradition in old days, right? To hang garlics in your kitchen area and some other places. But yeah, they do have an effect. I'm also surprised. So they say 36 hours, which is two nights and one day. And this would neutralize, in essence, the vibrations of the house. What else? I think they finish with this and say, we suggest that you then request of this living entity, the house, that it now be welcoming and absorbent of the vibrations of harmony, love, and thanksgiving, which this group shall then, as the incarnational experience proceeds, offer to the domicile. So, final point is to, again, you know, be grateful of the house in which you're going to live in. And so, just bring that positive energy to your house. So, let me finish this and then I'll give a suggestion. Welcoming and absorbing off the vibrations of harmony, love, and thanksgiving. So yeah, give this feeling to the house. And you see, I find that this is, you can practice this as some people do affirmations. You know, it's affirmations are a way to discipline the will to positive expressions of life, and they are helpful. However, there's nothing more helpful than to truly align yourself with the feeling of gratitude. And this is not something that you can do. It's something that arises naturally as you begin to do spiritual work in the sense of polarization towards one end. So you become a natural beacon of this. And you can see this in houses, whatever mixture of polarization. You can see that there's a mixture of this in people's houses when you go visit, and you feel that, you know, sometimes you just want to run away from a house, and in others you feel welcome. In others you feel that there's a barren environment, there's nothing there, you know. So this is the type of energy that you have to become aware of yourself, that you're giving off, so you can become, you know, that which you want to become. And of course, harmony, love, peace, gratitude, all these are things that can cultivate it within you. It's not that you do it from the outside, you know. Again, affirmations can be helpful, but it's something that you cultivate on the inside and that you feel, because it's coming from you. That's the beauty of it, that you don't have to learn how to do it. It's already within you. So if anything, you need to learn how to let it out, you know, how that expression of yourself is aligned with it. And whatever expression of you that is not aligned with it, then you become aware of it and then you work on that. So that was my brief suggestion to first know the mechanics of how it works, and second, know how it works within you, if that makes sense. But let's move to the next question. Don says in question 5, I am assuming that we would prepare the blessed water the same as we prepare the water for the instrument to drink after a session, and then would wipe the windows and doors with this water. Probably have to be done in a bucket. He thinks, I guess. He pauses and says that. And then, and I would like to know if this is correct, and what was meant by salting of the windows and doors. So, what do you do with the windows and the salt and all that ritualistic stuff? Ra says, firstly, you may bless the water yourselves, or may request so-called holy water from any blessed place, that is, blessed by intention. Secondly, the water shall be carefully shaken from the fingers along the sills of all windows and doors as they have been opened. Thirdly, prior to sprinkling of this cleansing, blessing sacrament of water. So prior to the sprinkling of this cleansing, blessing sacrament of water, the salt shall be trailed along these sills in a line and, again, allowed to exist in this configuration for 36 to 48 hours. And to finish, they say, then the virgin broom may be ritually swept or sweep the salt out of each window and doorway, sweeping which with each stroke, the less fortunate of the vibrations within the dwelling, which might find coexistence with your group difficult. Oh, okay, that makes sense. Yes, so they're going to basically release those entities which find coexistence with the group difficult. They find coexistence difficult with the group. And so they're going to sweep them out. So, what's the ritual? Again, they said bless the water, sprinkle it in, but prior to sprinkling, shouldn't they have said, they should have said, first sprinkle, add the salt. Yeah, I guess the proper order should be add the salt, right, in a line, I guess, of the windows and the doors. Then bless the water or get it from some place that was done with intention, of course. Churches do this. If you know the priest, then it's even better. So it's not just some routinary stuff, but it's just like dedicated to you, I guess. Grab this water and then sprinkle it on top of the salt, I would say, right? Then allow to sit in for 36 to 48 hours, so 2 days to be safe, I guess. And then after that, use a virgin broom, so not a broom that has been used, and sweep it out. And as you sweep, right, sweeping with each stroke the less fortunate of the entities that will find, of course, problems living with you or coexisting with you. So I think this is also, in a way, very respectful of reality. You see, there's a hidden message here that I see, and is that you want to be respectful of everything. That increases, of course, your... I'm saying this like it sounds like you can do this and it will increase your vibration. But rather, if you understand this, if you can integrate this, then you can be a lot more clement, I want to use that word, with reality, with the dynamics of reality, the confusion of third density, which is to acknowledge that, hey, you can go, you're not going to find any substance here, so stop trying. go and find your peace somewhere else. So it's a better way than to say, get out of my house. I don't want you here. That type of attitude towards reality, like negative entities. Because this translates, and I've seen it in people. I even felt it myself when I first got into all of this. I was kind of scared of people who might have a lower vibration, because I need to preserve my energy. And I'm making fun of myself back then, so I'm, I guess, you know, if people identify with me at that point, then hopefully you can see this and cultivate, you know, sort of compassionate attitude towards people. If people are in a state of low vibration, then, you know, is there a way that you can contribute to that, which is not feeling like, get away from my sight, you lower astral scum. And some sort of compassion. So that's what I mean. Sort of compassion to these entities also helps and releases them. So go find your peace somewhere else is what I say. Because you won't find it here, not with me. Or your substance, you know, peace, of course, you'll find it with me, but not the substance that you're looking for. These astral entities are desirous of feeding from negative behaviors and patterns and thoughts and that kind of thing. So no, they're not welcome. I mean, my mind is not, it's doing its best not to cultivate that. So yeah, let's help each other out here. But let's go to the next question. Question 6, Don says, I assume you mean that we should put the salt on the outer doors only and not the inner doors of the house. Is that correct? Ross says, this is correct. We cannot express the nature of salt and water and garlic with clarity enough to inform you as to the efficacy with which salt absorbs vibrations which have been requested to move into salt when salt has been given water. We cannot express the full magical nature of your water, nor can we express the likeness and attractiveness of the garlic cut to lower astral forms. Yeah, we need to unravel this. The attractiveness is negative, and no service to self astral form will accept coexistence with the cut garlic. So, all right, Ra, let's make sense of this together. So they're saying, yes, Don's question is, should I put the salt on the outer doors? So, yes. Okay, so there's more to this. In any case, let's start with this. They're saying we cannot express, like when we say we cannot stress enough the need for this, they're saying, you know, that we cannot express the nature of salt, of salt and water and garlic enough, you know, to inform you as of the efficiency that it has to absorb the vibrations, the negative entities or negative thought forms. I'm hesitant to call them entities, but just these influences that are there. It's just like a sort of vortex, if you will, of energy that is still, you know, winding there. So, yes, and then in a very confused way, they say, in essence, this, you know, the nature of garlic is very powerful to reject negative service to self astral forms. That's it. Because they do say it like in a positive way, like, nor can we express the likeness and attractiveness of the garlic cut to lower astral forms. So are you attracting them? No, because they say the attractiveness is negative. So there is no attraction to it. Meaning that if there is no attraction, there is rejection or repelling of it. So I don't know why they word it this way. I'm confused myself. But they're saying the attractiveness is negative and no service to self astral form will accept coexistence with the cut garlic. So, in any case, that's what they meant. garlic is repelling. So yeah, you know, the whole idea with vampires and garlic, there you go. I can imagine some paranoid people wearing garlic necklaces now, because Ra said it. I hope not. Ra finishes and says, therefore, we offer these suggestions. So, water, salt, garlic. We also request carefully that the broom be clean and that the garlic be burned. The virginity of the broom is most efficacious. So even here, I might even speculate that, I'm not sure. Why burn the garlic? I guess it does absorb some of that, but the attractiveness is negative. I'm not sure. Ra says burn the garlic. We burn the garlic. The virginity of the broom is most efficacious, and not only clean but virgin, meaning that you haven't used it. It's brand new. So salt, water, garlic, broom, boom. You got your cleaning kit, courtesy of Ra. Whatever you move to now, to a new house. There's going to be an overriding quality to all of this, and I'll get to that, hopefully. We're halfway through it. I mean, halfway through today's episode. Let's move to the next question. Don says, question 7, let me see if I have the scenario correctly. I'll repeat my version of it. We would hang garlic, fresh cut garlic, in the area of the wet bar and the area of the bedroom that is adjacent to the kitchen area. We would salt all window sills and all outer wall door sills, and then sprinkle blessed water from our fingers on all of the salted areas. We would then say appropriate words to bid farewell to lower astrals. Those words I am not sure of. Would Ra comment on the scenario that I've just stated? So, words and how did I do? So Ra says, your grasp of our suggestions is good. We note that the salt be poured in the straight line with no gaps. There are various ritual words of blessing and farewell to entities such as you are removing. Meaning that such as the one that they are getting rid of. We might suggest the following. When the salt is laid, you may repeat, we praise the one creator which gave to salt the ability to enable those friends, negative friends, to which we wish to bid farewell to find a new home. Yeah, beautiful. As the water is sprinkled, you may say, we give thanks to the one creator for the gift of water. Over it, the creator moves its hand and stirs its will to be done. The hanging of the cut garlic may be accompanied by the words, we praise the one creator for the gift of garlic and bless its ability to offer to those friends to whom we wish to bid farewell the arrow which points their way of egress. Now the sweeping. They say, when the sweeping is done, you may say, we praise the one creator and give thanksgiving for the spiritual cleanliness of this dwelling place. As the garlic is burned, you may say, we give thanks to the one creator for the gift of spiritual cleanliness in our dwelling place and seal the departure of all those who have left by this exit, by the consuming of this substance. So that's the ritual. If I grasped it correctly, salt has the power of creating that, what do they say? I didn't grasp it correctly. you see, they're describing the qualities that they all have to enable the friends, the entities to find a new home. You see, they're not saying, you know, these unwanted, despicable entities to, be gone from my house. Bid farewell to your friends to find a new home. Not here. sorry, not here. Not welcome. But yeah, it's a beautiful way to reject these entities or these thought forms. So that's the power that salt has, you know, to bid farewell, or actually to direct them to a new place. Then to the water. You see, there was this Japanese guy that I have mentioned so many times, researcher Masuro Emoto, who realize that water has some beautiful qualities when you say nice words to it. Just saying nice words to it, when it crystallizes, it describes these beautiful patterns. So there you go. That's the harmony of the creation being expressed there. But if you do the opposite and just cursed and start doing negative things to it, or just direct anger, that kind of thing, then it produces some dissonant forms, which they look awful compared to the other ones. So that is the capacity that water has, if it's blessed, of course, to have this, let's say, footprint of the Creator, that harmony of it. So bless that, and then bless the garlic to, to basically show them the way out, you know, to bid farewell the arrow, which points their way of egress, of departure, of leaving. And with the sweeping, they are, in essence, just grateful for the cleanliness of the place. And the garlic being burned then is, the sealing. It's a sort of, sealing the deal with the whole ritual and the thought forms leaving by the consumption of the substance, consumption meaning being burned. So that's that. Let's go to the next question. Don says, is any place more appropriate than another to hang the garlic in the rooms, for instance, over the windows or anything like that? I know it is supposed to be hung in the area of the bar, but I meant in the bedroom. Is there any more appropriate place than another? Ra says, the windows and the doorways are most appropriate, and in addition, we suggest the salting and sprinkling of any door which may lead elsewhere than out of the dwelling, in order to afford to the entities the understanding that they are not desire elsewhere within the dwelling. So what else can they do? Hanging of the garlics and, you know, that, as Don asked, Ra is suggesting that also the door is inside the house, so that the entities know, you know, what's the direction in which they need to go, which is outside. So that's a sort of, you know, purification of the house from the inside to the outside. So salting and sprinkling of water, of course. Any door which lead elsewhere than out of the dwelling, so that they know where they're invited to go, which is away from the house. Next question. Question 9, Don says, okay, I understand that the garlic is to be used at the bar area in the bedroom that is close to the kitchen and has an exit onto the carport. If I am correct, then those are the only two places to use the garlic, the bar and the room with the exit to the carport. That's correct, isn't it? So yes, this is correct. Only those two places to place the garlic. Question 10, Don says, we would like to pick the most appropriate room for sanctifying for the raw contact, and we will not use that bedroom even though we have cleansed it. I would imagine it would be better not to use it. I'm not sure, but is there any room that would be most appropriate that Ra could name? Ra says, when you have finished with your work, the dwelling shall be as virgin as a virgin dwelling in the magical sense. You may choose that portion of the dwelling that seems appropriate, and once having chosen it, you may then commence with the same sort of preparation of the place with which you have been familiar here in this dwelling place. So, briefly, Don is saying, it's probably better that we don't use that room that we're going to especially cleanse with the garlic, and better use another one. Do you have any suggestions? And so what's being introduced here, pay attention to this. You're bringing your own fears to the place. So let's say you move into a house and you say, and you hear, this place was used for, you know, gambling, or this place was used for fights, or whatever, I don't know, something negative that you see there. You can do the cleansing as Ra is suggesting, or anything else that you might know. I don't know of anything else. You do your cleansing, but then you bring the fears again and say, oh, maybe this place is going to, you're inviting them again with your mind. So you see, the most important thing here is the mind. It's not so much the dwelling place. Although, of course, you can have a very pure mind, but if you decide to live in a dirty place and with things not organized and everything's messy, then you're probably not that pure in mind. So there's a reason why, you know, sanctified places are clean. They are organized, they're not messy. So, you know, it pays to be organized, to be clean in general. But yeah, the mind is important, because once you have cleansed the house, and if you have it, you can pay somebody to clean your house and keep it, you know, beautiful, and even do these rituals. But if you and your house have, you know, this mind, you know, it's like the person who is burning sage every day, you know, to release the negative entities that are there. But who's inviting them? What's happening? Isn't it you? Of course it's you. So clean your mind first. I'm not saying don't burn sage and do these things. Do what you want. But it's important to take precedence first. What's producing it? And so, again, it's a very individual thing, of course, because it has to do with the mind. But that's what Don is asking. And so Ra says, once you clean the house, the place is all clean, like there's nothing else. Why else would you bring that thought again into the house? You know, I mean, they didn't say that, but it's implicit, right? Like if it's already clean, choose anything, everything's fine. I'm adding to it, so don't think that Ra said this. I'm just adding to it. But yeah, once you choose it, then, you know, you can begin your rituals and the preparing, or the preparation, as you're used to in this place, which is where they were doing the channeling at first. Question 11. Don says, I am assuming that the newly chosen place meets parameters for best contact on the exterior of the house, and would ask Ra at this time if there is any suggestions with respect to the exterior of the house. Interesting question. And Ra says, the dwelling seems surrounded with the trees and fields of your countryside. This is acceptable. We suggest the general principle of preparing each part of your environment as it best suits each in the group, with the beauty with each may feel to be appropriate. There is much of blessing in the gardening and the care of surroundings, for when this is accomplished in love of the creation, the second density flowers. Plants and small animals are aware of this service and return it. So there is, it's not only the inside but the outside, how you keep your house. It's a sort of symbiotic relationship that you have with plants and animals that are outside of you, of the house, of course. And Ra says that, well, you seem to have nature around you. Go and take care of it, and it'll return it to you. So, yeah, caring for plants and animals. Maybe not animals, but if you keep a dirty place, then what will you attract? Bugs and rodents and that kind of thing, you know. Some houses are like that, of course, that are nasty on the outside, and so it has all this pestiferous second density. Whereas, you know, if you keep it clean, then nature is doing its thing. You're not attracting any specific, like, you know, you're not putting food for, you can put food for birds and that kind of thing, I guess, you know, and for maybe other animals. I mean, it's up to you. But the thing is that I see that if you keep your house natural, just, you know, don't don't fill it with garbage and trash and so on the outside. But you keep it as it is. You know, nature is doing its thing. Grass will grow, flowers will bloom, insects will come in a balanced state. They're not fully attracted to one spot. You know, that's the sort of relationship that I see here with the second density intelligence that is moving, and that in turn returns it to you. You have balance outside, you have balance inside, and vice versa. Next question. Don says in question 12, on one end of the house there are four stalls that have been occupied by horses. Would it be appropriate or necessary to modify in any way the condition of that area, even though it is outside the living area of the house? Ross says, there has been no undesirable negative energy stored in this area. Therefore, it is acceptable if physically cleaned. So once again, even though there are no vortices, let's say, of negative astral influences, still clean it, you know, maintain it. If it's a place where, like, I don't need to maintain, say, the outside of my house where nature is doing its thing, maybe cut the grass, that we do. But I don't need to do anything. I could embellish it if I want, if I like gardening and stuff. But I feel that as it is, it's balanced. I can beautify it. But at the same time, I'm not throwing trash and, you know, just breaking, like, whatever it is, throwing some oil and whatnot. Things, I mean, car oil, I mean, that kind of thing. I'm not polluting it, is what I'm trying to say. So balance, I mean, it could be polluted, it could be balanced, or it could be beautified. So at this point, Ross saying, if there's a dwelling place, right, for horses, if you keep that place dirty, it's probably going to feel a little dirty. It's not going to feel as good. Nothing like keeping something clean. I'm elaborating too much on a single message that is clean whatever you are. Keep the area clean. Next, we're going to cover a couple more. We're in good pace here. I want to get to the archetypical mind. I forget which question is that. I'll see. But question 13, Don says, is there any other comment in closing this questioning area upon the new location that Ra could make other than the comments already made on the new location or any part of it? And Ra, for some reason, they say this. They say, we're gratified that this query was offered to us, for there has been a concentration of negative thought patterns. And man, this is very specific. They say, there has been a concentration of negative thought patterns at a distance north to 10 degrees of north, approximately 45 of what you call yards, extending therefrom to all four directions in a rectangular but irregular shape. Wow, that's not enough. They say, we ask the garlic be strung approximately 60 to 7 feet beyond the far verge of this area, which is approximately 57 yards from the dwelling, on a bearing north to 10 degrees off north. We suggest that the garlic be hung in the funnel so that the energies are drawn into the south small end of the funnel and traduce northward and away from the dwelling. The procedure of the hanging will be one for testing your ingenuity, but there are several ways to suspend the substance, and it is well to do so. Oh my god. So first they gave a lot of geographical measurements or indications as to where there was this vortex of negative energy, and which I'm not going to repeat. I don't even think I can figure it out, not on the fly. But then they also say to put the garlics in funnels so that the energy is coming from the south, so from the bottom of the opening I guess, of the funnel, the big opening, and then it funnels into that small end to point, I guess, away from the dwelling. And so they say the way you hang, you know, the garlic would be of your ingenuity. So let's see what Don's ingenuity is in the next question, but I don't think I have much to say here other than, you know, Ra spotted an area that needed more cleansing and they said, you know, clean it as well, or do this cleansing, not clean it, but do the cleansing, the ritual cleansing. Next question. Question 14, Don says, I envision a cardboard funnel approximately 3 feet in length. That's pretty big. And then a smaller cardboard funnel of the same configuration inside that funnel. Okay. Garlic placed between the two cardboard surfaces. So the garlic is actually a funnel of garlic itself. Wow. And then held in place by the two cardboard cones. The smaller end of the cone being towards the house, the open or larger end being away from the house. Okay, so it's reversed of what I thought. I also would like to be sure that I accurately know the position that we're talking about by taking a specific point on the house, such as the front door. The door with the little roof extending over it at the front of the house, and taking a direction from that. I suspect the direction is up toward the road that leads out of the property, and an exact measurement from the front doorknob to the center of the area of negativity of which we speak would be helpful. Would Ra comment on what I have just said? Now, I'm not going to repeat all of that, but the fashioning of the garlic funnel is pretty interesting. Ra says, we were working from the other side of the dwelling. However, the exact distance is not important due to the generalized nature of the astral leavings, meaning the remnants of the astral presence that was there. The heading would be approximately 10 degrees east of north to 5 degrees east of north. This is not a heading in which absolute fastidiousness needs to be paramount. The yardage is approximately as given. They finish saying, as to the hanging of the garlic, it must be able to be blown by the wind. Therefore, the structure which was envisioned is less than optimal. We might suggest the stringing between two placed posts on either side of the funnel of the strong cloves. Strong, not strong with O, but with U. The strong cloves. So, I gotta be honest, my visualization of this is sort of failing here. I don't know how this is all. I would have to reread it and figure it out myself. I praise Don for figuring it out, although apparently it wasn't as optimal the way he saw it. So Ra is suggesting that it is the stringing would be between two placed posts, so vertical posts, right? And then the funnel would be horizontal, I guess. I'm not sure. Maybe like one of those voice amplifiers that they use, like, you know, I forget the name of it. But yeah, maybe something like that. And in which direction? I don't know. Something to reread if you are into this. I'm not, at least not right now, so I don't know what's the most optimal way to put it. But someone else, I'm sure, can do that. Next question. Don says, in order to make this funnel of garlic cloves, would a wire framework, such as a chicken wire, which has a small inch square mesh or something like that, shaped into a cone with the garlic attached to it all around it, and with the small end toward the house and the open end away from it, strung between two poles, would that be appropriate, or must the wind blow it more than that? So apparently, yes, that's what it is. The opening, the big opening, is to the outside. I thought it was the opposite, but that's how it is. Ross says, that is appropriate. You see, in this case, the center of the negativity is as described, but there will be a general cleansing of the dwelling and its acreage by this means. One action you might take in order to improve the efficacy of the cleansing of the environment is the walking of the perimeter with the open clove in hand, swinging the clove. No words need be said unless each wishes to silently or verbally speak those words giving for garlic previously. So it is appropriate, as Don said, or as Don structured. And they also suggest to walk with the garlic, like swinging it. And this reminds me of, you know, the swinging in church of the priest that has the mirror, I think it is, or incense, whatever the two it is, that smoking little thing. I know that in other cultures they do similar things like that. They burn something and they're swinging it. So here we're not swinging, burning garlic. It's just garlic and then we burn it. And they said, you don't need to say anything unless you want to. But you can say silently or verbally. It's up to you. So that's that. And yeah, more of this. Let's see how many more we have. I think this one is, yep. Let's go to the next one. Question 16, Don says, is there any other thing that we can do to prepare this new place for the parameters of beingness and communication with Ra in our own living or dwelling conditions that would be appropriate that Ra could mention at this time? So is he asking for the current place that they're living, right? Is there any other thing that we could do to prepare this new place for the parameters of beingness and communication with Ra in our own living or dwelling conditions? Well, no, I guess. What else can we do? Ross says, there are no more specific suggestions for the specific location you contemplate. In general, the cleanliness is most helpful. Again, clean. Keep things organized. The removal from the mind complex of these thoughts, not of harmony, is most helpful. And those practices which increase faith and will that the spirits... Let me reread this. And those practices which increase faith and will that the spirit may do its work are most helpful. Ah, beautiful. So, what else? No more specific suggestions as to the specific location that you're contemplating. In general, just clean the removal of from the mind complex of those thoughts not of harmony is most helpful. So, you see, your mind, don't bring, you know, negative things. Remove those things from your minds. Bring always harmony to the day. Keep harmonizing your mind. And any other practice that increase faith and will so that spirit may do its work. This is the part where I want to give a sort of suggestion as well. And it is that if you direct your life from, this is more than this needs to be said, of course, but I'm just going to assume that to a certain degree you have been able to just live from spontaneity, from your own self, the work of spiritual polarization, let's say. The more you do that, the more the spirit may do its work by itself. You see, God is expressing through you without the need to control what's happening. So trust, faith. Trust is faith. And will is the direction of that. Where is that being directed? Well, inwardly, which means outwardly. So the inner gaze is the outer gaze. And you know that's appropriate too. Let's go to the next question, which still has to do with ritual cleansing. Don says in question 17, After the suggestions are accomplished with respect to cleansing of the property, does Ra anticipate that our contact with Ra will be as efficient with respect to the location parameters in that particular place as they are in this particular place? And Ra says, all places in which this group dwells in love and thanksgiving are acceptable to us. Right on the hour, boom, we finish everything about ritual cleansing. I'm proud of myself. So anything else that we can do, right, is Don's question, so that we can have a... Don's basically concern was, I want the new place to be as harmonious as this one. Anything else that I can do so that contact with you would be as efficient and as precise as it is in here? And so Ra says, all places in which this group dwells in love and thanksgiving are acceptable to us. So even without cleaning the house, they would have been able to establish contact with them. But that, of course, it's going to affect their minds. So the cleaning of the house, of course, is important. Conclusions. So I'm pretty sure that if you're listening to this, I guarantee that you're going to do some cleaning today, or at least you're going to be aware of what is disorganized around you, if you haven't already. Or if you're not home, you're thinking about it. And once you get home, you'll probably remember this. So, all right, do you have to buy garlic before you go home, or actually leave your house? Are you on the way to buy garlic as you're listening to this, and extra salt, and trying to bless water, or go to church, and so on? Maybe. I hope this is helpful, actually, for you, if you want to do that. But I want to emphasize something else, which is really, maybe you have been living, it's very unlikely that you just moved into that house where you are. Whatever you do in your house is representative, of course, of, you know, the energy that is going to live in there. So that says it all. Be mindful of the things you do, how you keep things, and more importantly, how you approach your house. You love it. Are you grateful for it? And if not, then find out why not. Because it's not about kind of overriding the subconscious mind with, well, just happy thoughts. Like I said, affirmations can be helpful because they can eventually, by force, sort of override the mind, the subconscious mind. But I find it way more efficient to go inside and see what's happening. Why are you not grateful? Maybe you want another house. Maybe you think, you know, this is, it's not enough. There's a lot of people like that. You know, they're unhappy in the house that they are. So they wonder why they are unhappy. I mean, is that obvious? I'm unhappy. You know, my life sucks. You don't enjoy your house. You know, you're not happy there. Start there. Gratitude for the place in which you live, where you sleep, you know, where you eat, where you work, or where you entertain yourself, where you cook, the kitchen. All of this has a sort of personality to it. Become aware of how you are in your house, when you eat, when you walk, when you use the bathroom, when you have to do laundry, when you have to clean. All these things are important. And how you maintain them as well. So, yes, all of this is helpful. It creates an environment, and you live in that environment. But that environment is also a creation of you, representation of you. That's all I got. Again, this is a topic that it's not fully Law of One related, but it's all about cleaning and maintaining, which I think it's very important, you know. So even if it's outside of what I would call the vein, you know, the main artery of the raw material, it's important. You know, we can talk about diet, for example. You know, let's talk about food and so on. We can talk about many things that are important in life. But this is not the law of one, at least not, you know, the spiritual advice for improving or polarizing yourself, rather. I don't like the word improving. In any case, that's all we got. Next episode, we're going to cover the rest of the session, which has to do with the archetypical mind. I think we still have experience of the mind and a kind of refresher with catalysts and so on. There's more to talk about the experience of the mind. I have nothing else to say but to thank you, speaking of gratitude, for listening, for watching, and for being consistent at this point with the series. Have a good day, good night, and I'll see you in part 2 of session 95.